Welcome to Living Magically. I'm your host, Michelle Orwick, and we have one heck of a week for April 8th. Today is literally one of the biggest energies we are going to see for the entire year. We do have another solar eclipse, but it will not have crossed over the United States. So that happened earlier today, or maybe if you're watching it in a few days, that will be the energy. But by the time you're listening to this, that eclipse will have hit with major big energy, and it is in Aries. So right now we are in a super new moon, and this is a super moon, a new moon, a eclipse, and an entire totality. So this is hitting us as a total eclipse of our own energy. So as we go through this, we are going to have a personal transformation. It's really almost impossible not to be in change energy when something like this is coming through. And as you're doing that, I want you to think about, who am I? That's the I am presence. I am that I am. And who am I becoming? I am that I am. And who do I want to embody and be? I am that I am. And the energy for this next 2 weeks will have that first sort of an eclipse hangover, where you may just feel some exhaustion. There's a lot of energy. It's Aries, which are two fire signs, first sign of the zodiac. It is the dragon year, and this is a very fiery time. So again, we might use fire magic. We might use candles. We might use bonfires, but we might also need the balance of water. So the other thing you could do is, if you're feeling too intense, you can balance that with a spiritual bath, or spiritually cleaning your house, or going to the beach or ocean or spring or any kind of body of water, even a swimming pool or a hot tub that may cleanse your field with water and sort of wash away, cleanse and dampen some of that intensity. Now, you're going to want to have this big energy, but I also want you to be cautious. So is everyone else. So tempers could be at an all-time high, and tension could be high, and traffic could be high. There's all kinds of things that can get activated in this energy, but also that's your dreams. That's your hopes. This is an important and fabulous day. 8 hours after that first eclipse cycle, so all of Monday evening, and the first 3 days after, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even into Thursday, write down your dreams, write down your intentions, write it as it has already been done, write it as a I am statement, and you can throw in gratitude, because you know how I feel about gratitude is the attitude of manifestation. So you're thanking what you are becoming. You're thanking the universe or God or goddess, whatever you're working with, your guides, your angels, whatever. Thank you. This is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. And you're visualizing it. Powerful visualization time. Powerful experience where you can get into deep meditation. That's my highest form of manifestation, is visualizing it in your mind's eye, seeing it, speaking it, feeling it, owning it, feeling the frequency and the vibration of this new you, and then acting as if. If you want to get a little deeper on that, I do have the Train the Brain program that we start in May. We'll put the details down below. And we're also starting a Theta Healing class, the basic Theta Healing class in May. So they're pretty much back to back. We have that first seminar weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May. And that 6th, we are starting the Train Your Brain. So there's two different programs. We'll put them in the link below. And these are a great way, if you want to make some changes, right now is the time to sign up, because anything you're wanting to do, anything that you've been putting off, a new fitness routine, a new way of eating, a new way of like sign up for college, make a decision, go commit to something. It's a perfect time, day, week, month for a sacred commitment. And what you plant now will have long-lasting ramifications, long-term, what you do in this week and through the next 3 months in high growth season, you will see the rewards possibly for the rest of your life if you're doing it right, if you're making the bold enough, big enough changes of leaning into that vision, leaning into that desire, because it's really the future version of you that's telling you this is your desire and it's time. Now is the time, and the time is now. And I've said that before, but there is kind of no more activating of an energy than an Aries new moon solar eclipse. So it's just time to go do, be, start something, clean something, make some art, make some music, get out and celebrate your life. And with that, have a magical week, live magically, and I'll see you again next Monday.